Ugh. You are on a dangerous cocktail right now, my friend.
Yeah, that really fucking hurt.
There was no reason for it.
He did. Okay, so he has... Let's break this down.
I did a smelling salt. I have a coffee-flavored Zin in.
First time ever.
A Diet Coke.
And a Diet Coke.
This is a blue hat and red shirt.
Well,
he's working with opposites.
Okay, so that's only... So you need to go...
I'm Crips and Bloods.
This is a power generator.
Crip, blood.
But you're more blood than Crip because you
I
have...
I did get...
But you have a C on your head.
I
body
did
of
get
a blood,
Crip
of
yelled
a
at one time while I was walking down the street with my girlfriend.
I already don't believe this story.
A guy
I know
a
that
bike.
We're going to discover what really happened as soon as you finish.
A guy on a bike looked... He was yelling at everybody.
Do a close listen.
He was yelling at everybody.
He's
and
yelling
then
at
I
everybody.
Looked at him.
So already...
And then he screamed... What the fuck are you doing in my neighborhood with a blue sea hat?
Okay.
Okay.
So it sounds like this guy was...
He was
crazy.
Yeah.
And you thought he was a gangsta.
Well, Kobo said that I got color banged. And I said, oh, I'll take that as a...
It just, a color banging is when someone doesn't like your clothes?
Is when you're wearing the wrong colors.
Is
in
that
your
what color banging is?
I don't know. Gobo said it, so I just...
Nice hat, homo.
He said color banged immediately. And I was like, oh, okay... You know that there's a term for this.
Oh.
So I'm going to trust this.
Well, Kobo is the most gangsta guy I know. Straight up. I was thinking
Kobo,
on the train.
You.
Right. Let's get into it.
let's get right into it.
Let's hear it.
If you,
this is an amazing flavor combo.
Coffee, Zen, and Diet Coke.
Yeah. Try it out.
If you... No. If
when
you...
In your own time.
Can you let me
chill.
Tell
I'm
my
sorry.
Thought, bro?
I'm sorry.
If you... If you are, do thugs and gangsters, when they rob people, do they go after people? If you dress up like a thug gangsta,
they might not go
after
robbed?
You. I never get robbed.
Or is it like how police officers can't arrest police?
What? I never get robbed.
I've never been robbed.
But I've never been robbed like even more than you.
Because you don't dress like
true.
It? Wait, I'm confused by the question.
Because I dress like a thug gangsta.
Oh, yeah. Right. Yeah, I was going to say... If he's saying that...
Is there like a code?
You're asking if he's saying what that if you dress
I'm
like
perplexed.
A nerd, you don't get robbed.
If you dress like a nerd,
really,
you definitely get robbed.
I think if you dress like anything, you're not going to get robbed. Because robber's not going to rob a nerd because what are they going to have, a calculator, pens?
Yeah.
Don't care.
And that's no use to a gangster.
Gangsta not going to rob another gangsta. Gangsta code.
You know what would be really
plus
bad.
You could get popped.
True.
Now, if you're dressed really like a bad. Cop, they're not going to rob you because you're a cop. Dressed like a firefighter, not going to rob you because
you
could
save
them.
You might have water.
You could save them in the future. I mean, okay, here. Sorry, but just imagine the situation. A gangsta robs a firefighter. That same gangsta in his house burning. Help me, banging on the window. Who walks the fuck up but that firefighter? And what's missing? His hat.
Yeah. That
would be bad.
What's the thug wearing inside the building? The firefighter's hat.
He's not going to
I can't go in without my hat. I'll burn my hair off.
No, my hair will fall off. No, the worst thing is if it's Halloween. And you're dressed up as a bag of money or the Monopoly man.
Oh,
you're dressed up as a bag.
If you're dressed up as a bag of money, and
they will take you. I guess.
You'd
have to be
which
with
could
somebody.
Be, which could be the reason for most human trafficking. I
if
think
someone
a lot
dressed
of people
up like a bag of money,
up like bags of money,
and just normal robbers end up being human traffickers because they say,
"I want this bag of money.
I'll just put this bag of money in my basement."
Human trafficking actually happens.
How's that?
Is if somebody notices that you are wearing a shirt that is red, or if you have a green dot on your shoe, or if there's a plastic bag stuck to your car door handle, or if you ate cereal that morning, if you were eating at a restaurant and then you crossed the street immediately after, or if somebody asks you for the time of day, or if you are a girl.
Yeah.
Yes.
If you are a woman.
You're
a 13-year-old girl.
Which is unfortunately
in another country.
The truth.
It's typically.
Yeah,
and your father
happen.
Is Liam.
Those are targeted
Neeson.
Disproportionately.
Yeah.
By human traffickers would be young girls.
I'll believe it when I see it. All this human trafficking shit.
I have seen it, so unfortunately, I do have to.
You've
believe
seen it?
Oh, really?
I've seen it.
Where are
you?
You
didn't
seeing?
Do anything.
I tried. What am I gonna do, man? It's an industry.
Yeah. You can't.
Who
bring
do you think
down.
I am?
What, man.
You're Superman.
You're
what,
yell
I tried.
At a janitor.
Hey.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah. Have you seen how many people work against this fossil fuel shit? One fucking guy. You can't also...
Right.
Human traffickers,
I tried, dude. I threw soup on their paintings.
I laid down in front of their car, in front of their big van, and
work,
they just
man.
Run,
they
ran
just
me over.
Reversed.
Yeah, they got away immediately.
Okay, guys. Let's talk what's on everybody's minds. What
my passport.
What the fuck was...
Show it off. Show off the numbers.
No.
You had it sitting on the table in such a way that I think someone could probably have zoomed in and looked at the numbers, just so you
I'll
know.
I'll tell them. A.
That's for America.
Yeah. Two.
That's for the second state.
Okay. Which A2.
Yeah.
A2 paper.
Registered in.
A smiley face.
Okay.
Unlikely, but it could be possible, I guess.
Because you're smiling in your photo.
They could have run out.
Oh, that's. Yeah. I'm confused because I'm bald.
Mm-hmm.
I thought you were a letter. This up, and the guy said, Mr. Pitts, you're Mr. Pitts? And I was like, yeah. He's like, okay, can you take off your hat? And I showed that I was bald, and he went, yep, that's you. Like that.
Damn. Oh, man.
Like that.
Destroyed. Up.
People are always disrespectful. That is the most, anyone who has to look at a picture of you is always so disrespectful. Uh-huh. People are
especially
always
me.
Talking shit.
They always, at the airport,
oh, you
they talk
tired.
Shit about my ID at the airport. Yeah.
They always look at mine because my photo is me from when I was 18.
Yeah,
I haven't
mine
got
is
that
also
changed.
From 18.
So they look at me now and they always go.
Yeah. They always have some snide comment to make.
They always do a double take.
How'd you feel if I shoot up this whole airport?
That's right. It might just happen. Bitch.
How would you feel? You wouldn't be you able wouldn't? To go on vacation.
I would.
Oh, okay.
Get on the, like I'd get on the plane. I'd be discreet.
Do you think they're not going to let me on the plane if I'm holding a gun?
Yeah. In some countries.
Let me on the plane. Yeah, then they're going to even more likely
probably fly
the plane
faster.
Yeah.
For me.
True.
No, I wouldn't do that at an airport.
You wouldn't kill?
I wouldn't kill.
We
I
should not
even
make any jokes about anything we do at an airport while
brandish.
We're about to go.
You're
into
brandishing
a country.
At
oh,
this
yeah.
Very
let's
moment.
Do it right at the top. Guys, this week, Friday, Toronto.
Oh, yeah. Why do you think I got my passport?
Come to the Garrison to see us perform with World's Biggest Armory. It's going to be incredible. You really don't want to miss it. First ever international show, could be last with the way that we're talking about this type of travel.
And it's my first time being out of the country. So if you want to see
too.
Me acting different, come on out.
Come on, Utes. All you Utes.
And,
is that Canadian?
That was yeah. good. Yeah. And 2 days after that, guys, we will be in Brooklyn at Littlefield, and we have just announced there will be an opener for the show. Eric Rahill, everybody, you know and love him. He's the man. Come see him perform an opening
from
set
Joy
for
Tactics.
Our sketch show from
Joy
Tactics.
And Rap World and The Bear.
And just basically everything.
And
so,
check out Rap World for a little cameo.
Anything. There's no way to check it out.
From Eric Rahill in that.
He's a main
he's the
part.
Star. He's one of the three stars of the movie.
Well, it's mostly a cameo.
Okay, guys. So
you're
basically.
Bloody dumb.
I'm bloody dumb.
Basically, guys, here's my story about seeing the eclipse.
I want you to tell me.
So I was trying so hard to get my eclipse glasses. You need the special glasses to view it.
Mm-hmm.
I finally got some just in time. Now, these glasses, they are so crazy. They're so dark. You put them on, everything is black except for the sun. You can't see anything.
Them.
It's like looking into space. And
I
was
remember
out.
Them from yesterday.
I had them in 2017.
I didn't see the one in 2017. I don't know I don't know why. I don't remember if it came. Did it come to the Northeast?
I
don't think it did.
We had a full in New or in North Carolina.
I'm jealous. I want to see the full. Well, yeah, because this was the only, in New York, this is part of the story too. This is actually part of the eclipse is part of the story.
Okay.
It was 89% totality. So it doesn't actually go to the ring. Did you guys look at it?
I did.
I
looked
didn't
right
have
at it with no glasses.
Yeah. I looked at it for a second with no glasses. I went to a park surrounded by people. I put on the glasses. Again, it's 89% totality. So, you know, it becomes a little crescent before it starts going back again. It never gets fully dark. It just gets kind of dim out.
I saw that.
And I know, but maybe the people listening.
Okay. Well, if you were
in
New York.
And Caleb didn't
see it. Oh, yeah. Caleb didn't
even. I was playing RuneScape.
He don't know. I was looking at it and I stared at it. I was just kind of, I was hypnotized. I was staring up at it. I was wearing the glasses. It's like I was staring into space. I see nothing but black and just this little fingernail crescent. And I was thinking, wow, it's so beautiful. It's incredible. It's like a little it's like a golden filament in the air. It's like, and it's so small and so far away. And it's like I'm in space. I see nothing around me, but I hear the voices of everybody that I live near. This is so beautiful. This is like, I could imagine the afterlife being like this, just being out in space and just hearing people talk and just seeing this golden light. And, you know, it passes, it goes, the peak passes, it gets to the smallest amount and then it starts to go back up like in a few minutes past. And I was like, wow, like that was incredible. That's great. I wish it was like full totality, but whatever. That was still really cool to see. And I take off my glasses and I think a lot of people didn't realize that it wasn't going to be full totality because it was, you know, a few minutes after the peak is starting to go up. And then a cloud goes in front of the sun, and everybody goes, "Oh my God! Look! Put on your glasses! Look! Whoa! Oh my God!" And then the cloud goes away from the sun, and the sun comes back out, and they go like, Wow.
That is awesome.
It really was so funny.
That is fucking cool.
It was awesome.
I was standing out in front of the office with our neighbors.
Oh, yeah?
And we were all mostly silent.
Yeah.
And then they were telling me about how some animals...
they freak out.
Yeah, they freak out. They think it's nighttime.
Some dogs freaked out at the... Yeah. I mean, no animals freaked so much out because it didn't get fully dark.
My dog fell asleep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They think it's night.
Yeah. I don't know why I did. I guess, you know, I'll see. It was one like every couple of months, right?
Yeah, 40 years. So. No big
deal. Yeah, so it's not that big of a deal.
Yeah.
Pierce went to fucking Saskatchewan or something.
I'm jealous, man. I should have gone there. I think it would have been incredible.
Pierce left early. Pierce is like in the woods somewhere.
I don't really care about beauty or nature or loveliness.
When it was done, all three of us outside, we just went like, well, that's it.
And you didn't have the glasses.
Though. We all did. Yeah.
Oh, you did?
We all had the glasses and we were all outside looking. And then
it's kind of cool with the glasses.
Once it ended, are awesome.
Yeah, if I had the glasses, I would have looked.
Because I went at peak totality. I went at 325. And
you just went right out then? You didn't?
No.
You didn't watch it happen?
I did not watch it happen. I watched it go away.
Of course you didn't.
I watched
care
it go away.
It, man. What are you talking about? You missed it.
You just looked up and the sun wasn't there.
That you missed it.
You went tonight.
I watched it go away.
You watched the last second of the episode.
Yeah.
And, you're like, I know.
Same thing.
I will say, I used the glasses. I stared at it directly with the glasses for about 30 minutes.
Uh-huh.
And my eyes really did not feel good. And they still don't feel so great.
Yeah, I was scared.
They're not.
I looked it up. Really that big of a deal if I look without glasses? And everybody's like, yeah, you can go blind. You go blind the next day. Yeah, so didn't really want to go blind.
Yeah, I feel like maybe I put too much trust in my glasses. My eyes aren't the best.
The glasses I had, my girlfriend's dad bought us, and then we got an email that said from Amazon that said these are not ISO 32 compliant.
Oh yeah, so then yeah,
so you just looked at it.
But you still used them?
I still used them. Yeah,
right.
That said, use at your own discretion.
I did some research because I was in like such a mad dash to find them. I was going to so many different stores and I was trying to find alternatives. So I was like,
you go to a glasses store?
I went to a bunch of different glasses stores.
Yeah.
They're
having promotions.
I was doing all the research and being like, trying to find like, maybe if I go, because I know that it's similar to like a welding mask. Maybe if I can get a welding mask at a hardware store, that would work.
Mm.
And I looked it up and it's like, they're like, no, it doesn't work. And then I was seeing videos, like a video of someone online with a welding mask. And I was like, you're going to be in trouble.
Dummy.
Stupid.
Here's my idea. A mirror.
Yeah.
That would have worked, right?
You could have made a cardboard box with a
I did
hole
fully
in it.
Look at it with no glasses a few times by accident.
Yeah, me too.
Well, it's kind of a draw. I mean, I have a hard time like, not looking at first, the sun in a normal morning.
Right.
So
I took a picture of it.
I was trying to, because I was kind of, when I was getting my spot set up at the park and finding out where I was like, where is it? Where is it going to be? Just looking
where's
directly
the sun
at where is it right now?
Before I put these on.
That was literally what happened. I was like, where is the sun right now? And just looked around and I accidentally looked right at
the
it.
The sun
and it did
is
hurt. And
fun to look at.
Yeah.
It's kind of a...
It's
if
crazy
you
that there's
the sun
a thing
even
in
once
the,
you're crazy.
In the sun
you got to look at it a few times in your life.
You look at it all the time.
No, directly at it.
Just for like 20
just
seconds.
Fun.
Yeah, you do it all the time. How would you not?
So alluring.
It is alluring.
It's a giant yellow light
I'm
bulb.
I'm just not supposed to face that direction?
Fuck that. I'm looking.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I should have looked yesterday is the point.
You definitely should
have. Are you worried about the combination of earthquake and now the eclipse? And maybe there will be a third thing, like a car crash or something?
Maybe.
There's going to be an explosion.
Yeah.
Well, don't go dark. Maybe a lava volcano explodes.
A lava lamp.
Maybe a lava lamp spills.
Mount Etna was, or maybe Mount, one of the volcanoes was puffing smoke rings yesterday.
Uh-oh.
Smoke rings?
Rings, O's.
They know how to do that?
O's, man.
Yeah, they blow O's.
Straight O's.
That's Think about crazy. Every cartoon volcano. They always blow an O.
Oh, my God. Speaking of blowing O's, my buddy Mike brought from Japan some flavored Japanese cigarettes.
Oh, yeah. No, no, I had those.
You guys got to try these, man.
Yeah, I've had them before.
It has changed cigarettes for me.
Yeah, which flavor?
Watermelon and pineapple.
Yeah, that one's good.
Sounds Maybe
good.
That's the third thing.
Yeah.
Flavor?
I've had grape.
Yeah.
I've had mint grape.
Earthquake, eclipse, flavor.
Mint grape is good. It's purple and
That doesn't
green.
Sound very good to me.
It was good. Tasted good.
That sounds like a when you have two...
Or a blueberry mint.
Supposed to be
sorry.
Mint
that's
chocolate
mixing
shit.
Gum.
Yeah, blueberry mint makes sense.
Yeah, it was a blueberry mint one. And I've also had grape. Grape was a different... It was his own thing.
I didn't know that it has a bead in it.
Yeah,
where you have to,
it's Camel Crush.
it was cool.
Yeah.
It was really, really cool.
Well, it's the worst part about those.
And it doesn't have any warnings on it. It's all just Japanese things. Stuff.
Yeah. No, because you can't read them. The worst part about the flavor things.
Oh, yeah.
Is that because of the flavor, you're going to inhale more. So then you're going to get more fiberglass from the filter in your lung.
Oh, hell no. Nah.
That's
Can
the warning.
Can you not tell me shit?
Okay.
Thank you.
Shit.
So you're telling me the fucking filter is the thing that's dangerous. Why don't we just take that shit
just
off?
Just take the filter off.
Yeah.
That's the getting fiberglass. So
the filter's bad.
With. I mean, what? Wait.
Take it the
that
fuck
might
off.
Be true. Didn't nobody get cancer from cigarettes until somebody decided that cigarettes give you cancer?
For some reason, nobody got cancer from cigarettes until they invented X-ray.
That's right. That's right.
And if you look at the correlation, I think X-ray is probably invented around the time.
That's that scary. They put the Malcolm Gladwell should look into this shit.
Yes, he is one of our brightest minds.
Well, he's a scientist.
Mm-hmm.
He's the guy that said 10,000 hours of anything will make you good at it.
Yeah. Mm.
Which is the craziest science of all time.
What do you think your 10,000 hours has been spent in so far, thus far in your life to sitting. This point?
Did you say sitting?
Sitting, yeah.
I think I might be in the top 1% of doing the dishes. I feel like I get, I can do that shit laser fast.
Maybe not brushing my teeth.
I don't think that you're in the top 1% for doing your dishes.
I'm in the top.
I don't think so. Because there are people who do it as a job all day.
That's different. I do it for the love of the
game.
Have
you ever had
I guess,
a dishwashing
job? Okay, that's true.
No,
you might
they
be in top
use a
1%
dishwasher,
of people
though.
Who do it for love of the
I
game.
I don't have a dishwasher, and I love doing the dishes.
We're not talking about things that you love.
I don't
the question
love
is not what
dishes.
Do you love doing that other people do as a job. That's not.
I love movies.
You're saying, what do you do the most?
Jumping?
I've never jumped.
Okay.
Well, that's not true. But yeah, I've jumped very
not,
little
yeah.
in my life.
I jump a lot.
It's bad for your knees. You do jump a lot.
I do.
Because you think it's funny, though.
I do think it's funny to jump. But I don't think I'm in the top 1% of jumpers.
Do you think you're in the top 1% of escape?
No. No.
No?
There's a 13-year-old who's better than me. There's a good chunk of 13-year-olds who are better than me. Maybe 10,000 hours in skateboarding video games, I think.
Oh, yeah. You might
I could
be, really good
but
those.
I'm not even in the top 1%.
I'm sorry.
I remember we were at Life World, and Peter was telling me that he's like a professional Tony Hawk pro skater player. Like, he's like really good at
Why
that.
Why are some people so blessed?
Yeah.
And some people have fucking atrocious lives like us.
Literally the coolest thing I've ever heard.
How
was
come
Peter
some people can be
me.
Professional video game players?
Peter telling me that he's like
and we
cracked
do this
at
shit.
This. Cracked at THPS 1 for the N64.
It's fucking
like,
amazing.
Dude, that's awesome.
That's fucking
that's
amazing.
That's the coolest thing I've ever heard. It's like, oh, that makes sense why you had the N64 out here. So you could just fucking sit there and play THPS.
Do you guys have a... have you ever thought that maybe there you have a secret skill that you've never tried, never done in your entire life, but you think that you might
that
be
happens
quite
every,
good at it?
Every time I get a job. Every
you think
time
you're
that
like,
I would
I
get
might
a
be
job,
really good at this?
I might be really good at
what was the last
being
one
at
that
a restaurant.
You, is it all restaurant stuff?
No. I guess cooking, I'm like... Sometimes I'll make something and it's really good, and I'm like... Maybe I'm
secretly
good at
this. But the point is that you don't
that
do
you've
it,
never done it
you've
before.
Never done
yeah.
it. Not that you're good at it right now.
Because I think that I might
taking
be
taking out
a,
the trash at a restaurant, I might be secretly amazing
I
at it.
I think you'd be really bad at that, actually.
I can't imagine you being good at that.
I no, think you're
I
bad at doing it.
I think
here.
This is basically a restaurant, and you're really, really bad at taking out the trash here.
You might be the worst trash guy.
At Cracker Barrel in Londonderry, New Hampshire.
So you have done it, and you were... So well, you still
so
don't
again,
understand
the
prompt.
I don't really understand
Cameron,
the
do you
prompt.
Have an answer for me that actually makes any sense?
I don't know. I guess I would like to think that maybe there is some sport that I never played that I could be good at due to my bodily frame. But I think I'm not that in shape that that's very likely.
Oh,
but
you
it
know
could
what?
Be possible.
Sharpshooting.
Do you think you're good at sharpshooting?
No, because we shot airsoft.
Yeah,
but he was really good, right?
No, I was really good.
No, Cameron
oh,
was
then
good.
You're the best
he's
at sharpshooting.
The sharpshooter. He's the one.
That would make sense.
There's going to be like a gross point blank type situation where
what
you take
that?
A the John Cusack movie where he's the assassin.
Watched.
Oh, it's really good. You
it's
should
good.
Watch it.
What happens?
John Cusack.
He's a sharpshooter?
On prom night. The,
no.
The story is on prom night.
Fuck, I don't know.
He joined the army. He joins the
Why?
Army. And then.
Tell me at least he got to dance with his date first.
Oh, well, this happens later in the movie.
I can't believe you haven't
yeah,
seen
it's
this.
It's a really
oh
good
God.
Movie.
Okay.
But he says in the movie that he joined the army, he freaked out on prom night, went and joined the army, took the ASFAB, and then he scored so high that they said that you're perfectly,
a super soldier?
You're perfectly, your brain works perfectly
okay.
to be an assassin. So then he was an assassin for the CIA and then went into his own private practice.
And this is a romance?
Yes.
Wow.
It's a romantic comedy and it's actually really fucking
good.
This
sounds great. Mm. I'm going to have to watch it.
Yeah. John Cusack fucking crushes that role.
I could see you being a special forces operator.
Yeah.
I guess I could be.
I could see you in a Gross Point Blank style situation.
I think
situation.
That you're easily brainwashed.
No, I'd have trouble taking orders.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh. That's what I'm saying. He would go into his own private assassin practice.
Practice.
Which is what happens in the movie. I think that this could be your whole thing.
I'd be an assassin.
So before your wedding night, you freak out, you join the Marines. They're okay. Like, oh my God, this guy's the next Chris Kyle.
Uh-huh. Well, how do we know that this years. Hasn't already happened and maybe he's getting close to a certain target?
That's true.
Mm-hmm. Maybe this guy.
I don't think it's me.
You.
He doesn't get close to any of his
you
targets.
You could have
in the
played
movie.
A terrorist in a 1980s movie.
Yeah, you'd be really good.
I'd be,
you know what I'd be really good at that, actually.
You know what I would be really good at? I was thinking about this the other day. I was watching a Batman Returns, and
don't
I would
say
be
Batman.
I would be so good at being the guy who gets clotheslined on a motorcycle. I'd be so good.
Stuntman?
I'd be so no. Specifically that guy. Not in I'd be good at being that henchman. Henchman that's on the motorcycle riding towards Batman.
You can definitely
in the part in the other parts too, or just the part where
just that one. The one that
so
they always said.
So the stunt double for that henchman.
Yeah.
No, I'm saying I'd be good
you could
as
be a stunt
the henchman.
Double in Roger Rabbit.
Maybe, I guess.
That would be perfect for you.
I guess. I'd be good at getting clotheslined while I'm on a motorcycle and falling over like, whoa!
What are you not processing here? That's
oh my God,
man.
I'm not saying
you would
I'm
be
saying
a good
that this
man.
Is a fantasy world where I am a henchman for
wait,
the Joker
you are
or
the
something.
Actual henchman. You're not an actor.
You'd be a
no,
fucking,
I'm a henchman.
You'd be a dog shit
so
henchman.
You're not talking about an actor. You're talking about being a criminal henchman. No,
I'd
you would
good.
Not be good at that.
You know what henchmen have to do? Take out the trash.
You're right.
Terrible.
Maybe I'd just
shit.
Be good at pretending to be a henchman.
Actor.
Yeah. Okay. You're right. I'd be
a
I can't believe you were saying you'd be good at it. I thought you were saying you would be good in that role. You're really saying you'd be good at being a henchman and being
be
knocked
good,
off of a motorcycle.
I'd be good at getting knocked off a motorcycle.
Who would not be good at being knocked off a motorcycle in real life? The human body is good
look
at that.
So yeah. good at it. I look so amazing.
Then you should
off
be
a
stuntman.
Maybe I could be a stuntman.
I think you'd be a you would be a good stuntman, but you would get injured every single time.
Yeah, they always do.
No, they live. Well, some don't.
Some don't.
Who is the lady?
Brandon Lee.
Well, Brandon Lee.
He was not a stuntman.
He was a
the stuntman had to finish the movie.
No, who's
though.
The woman? What was the Marvel movie or something?
Yeah,
the
Deadpool
lady?
2.
Oh yeah, that was sad.
Stunt double
for
Zazie Betts.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes. Her name?
I can't believe it. Did they get sued for this?
They must have.
No, I think that basically everyone said it's okay.
Yeah.
Why is this okay?
They said that they didn't really like the stunt lady that much, and they were wanting most of her family was wanting her to die.
The saddest
really?
Part.
Yeah.
The saddest part about that,
and
is,
also she was. They were like, if she chose to play a villain in the movie, this is kind of her what she gets. It's her just
she wasn't
desserts.
A villain.
Oh.
She's an anti-hero.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that people
well,
were
in Hollywood
that.
They consider anti-heroes villains.
True.
So
because they have the morals
her
backwards.
Her character specifically, Domino. Her
weird.
Power is the manipulation
power
of luck.
To be lucky, and basically her power is essentially to not die on a movie set.
Yeah. That's exactly what it
it's
is.
It's essentially to not smash through a plate glass.
Yeah,
didn't
that's the saddest part about the whole thing.
I would say the saddest part is her death.
Yeah, the death and the decapitation.
Less than the comic book character.
Less
well,
than
the saddest
the irony.
Thing is the dramatic irony of it all.
Right, so dramatic irony...
is sad, usually.
Is when somebody...
It's sometimes dramatic.
So let me drop some knowledge on you right now.
You
dramatic
go
irony
film school
is
right now,
actually
bitch.
When a character doesn't know something the audience knows.
You like a human Freddie Wong video.
Yeah.
That's literary.
You're Cameron Wong.
And that's fucking literary.
Yeah, that
Cameron
is.
Wong.
Cameron Wong.
Yeah.
I'm going to change my name to that.
Cameron
yeah,
Wong?
That's a good change.
You at
we'll
the passport office
we'll change the name on all
Cameron
the posters.
Wong.
It'll say Cameron Wong. World's cool biggest life, army, man. Cameron Wong.
Just added Cameron Wong. Live
it's
the
crazy
Beacon
that
Theater.
They just that people can just die making a movie and they just do it. They finish it.
Yeah. It is kind of. I do feel
oh,
like that should be in
oh,
the
well.
That should be in the union rules that if somebody passes
somebody,
away,
well, first of all, people should not be allowed to die.
Yeah.
Yes,
on set.
Yeah, it should be. But
should
it
not be allowed.
It should be. I mean, obviously, it's like making suicide illegal, where you can't do anything about it once it happened.
Yeah,
right.
But.
They still should.
They
that
should
is
still.
Really
but
funny.
I do think with suicide as well that people should be in jail.
Don't you go to jail if you commit, try to or attempt suicide?
No.
No.
You don't go to jail. You get sent to a home.
You get sent to your home.
Yeah. With and they give you movies you have to a watch. Guy, you have a guy following you around.
But the thing, it's changing now because with Rust, with Alec Baldwin there, I don't think they're going to release that movie. Don't think they're going to finish making it either.
That's. I feel like that's a good
this
change.
It's a culture change. It's good. Yeah. It's it is crazy for a big, I mean, or, just... I guess it is too real, but yeah, just to be like, I guess we spent $100 million on this movie, so yeah. We're gonna do it.
They
anyway.
Do. They yeah. should have. If they should only be able to release a movie if they use the take where the person died.
They should yeah. always use the.
They
take
They did
where the
with
person
the
died.
The Twilight Zone.
Oh really?
Yeah.
With the helicopter explosion?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
It's so unbelievable. Sad. It's so fucking sad.
They used that.
John Landis should be in prison.
For what?
Being having a bad son.
How is that directly?
Making that
I get
that people don't like him, but
maybe it's the helicopter pilot's fault.
Yeah,
maybe it's the fault of the people who coordinated the helicopter directly.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, it's not so much the.
I mean, I don't like John Landis that much.
Not that much. I like him a little bit.
It's okay.
Animal
I like
House.
I like his
don't
movies.
Like his movies yeah. that much.
But I don't see how he should be put into
just
prison
for killing kids
just for killing innocent kids in a helicopter.
He should be put
was
in prison.
Was he flying the helicopter?
He directed it.
He directed the helicopter.
Did he say, now crash?
Yeah. Well, it was supposed to crash.
Let's do a crash.
The helicopter was supposed to crash in the scene.
Is there a conspiracy theory that he used it on purpose?
I think that he hated those kids. Yeah.
What's that guy? The adult actor also died?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You said adult actor, and I assumed you were talking about
porn star.
Yeah.
Porn brained.
You have a porn brain.
Sperm sickness.
Sperm sick.
What does this remind you of?
Taking medicine.
Okay, Viagra. Sperm yeah. sick.
To get your dick harder.
To jack off.
Viagra to jack off.
Pop one.
That's what you do, bro.
Do you think old men have to do that? Do you think old men take Viagra just to rub one out at the movies?
Do old men give up on jacking off eventually?
You gotta.
Does Viagra double the size of your penis?
Doesn't double it.
Don't even think it triples it.
Does it do anything in between? It singles it?
I think it just hardens it.
Yeah.
To be
honest. To single size?
It's basically...
To single hard size.
It gives it a shell.
Really?
Can you... That should be a thing, right? Dairy Queen shell.
They make shells you can put on your thing.
Oh, a dip like a condom?
No.
A dipped condom?
A dipped condom.
That's a pretty good idea.
That is a hard shell.
Boiling hot latex vat that you keep in your bedroom.
No, it's a candy shell.
Hold on, baby.
But what if you
dip it in the candy shell so that you
right.
can...
Okay, then that'll melt.
Candy.
Mostly, it's more of like you have to get your penis freezing cold so that this liquid freezes around it.
Right, and the liquid still, again, needs to be hot because it needs...
No. Cameron.
No.
Cameron.
What are you talking about?
Look up how the Dairy Queen dip cone is made, and you'll see...
It's pretty hot.
It's not hot.
Well,
it's warm.
It's not so warm.
It needs to be.
It's not so hot that it melts the ice
it's
cream.
It's a no. The it thing. Does. The thing that freezes. The reason that it freezes over the cone.
Search right now.
There's
temperature
a chemical.
Of dip.
It's like
it's a
chemical, magic shell out of the bottle. You could use something like that.
Yeah. That's not molting hot.
It's not molting hot. There's no such thing as molting hot.
Molten. I said molten.
You said
that's
molten.
Still not molten hot. Is still
it's not molten
not
hot.
Really a fridge.
Chocolate dip. What are you talking about? Molten hot magma. Dr. Evil says it.
Oh, that means that it's probably.
Oh, he says liquid hot magma. No,
yeah.
I'm sorry.
Liquid.
Liquid.
Dr. Evil says
well,
it.
Well, Dr.
He's
Evil.
A doctor. He's a doctor.
What did he get? Did they ever explore what he got his PhD in?
It was evilology.
Really?
Yeah, I think so. Say? I
well,
think he went
funny.
To an evil college.
I...
No. He goes to the same colleges. They both go to Oxford, right?
I don't remember. It's been so long since I've seen the movies where they...
I don't think I've seen all three of them.
You're crazy.
I think I've seen
that.
Maybe two of them.
I
don't
think
remember
I've
which
seen
ones.
The You've TV
seen the
cuts of all three.
Yeah, I've definitely seen the third. And I can't remember which of the other ones I saw, but...
Which one? Who was in the first one?
I don't remember.
What's the woman's name?
Don't know. I couldn't tell you what any of the women's names were. Third one has Beyonce in it.
Oh, yeah,
that's
yeah.
one woman.
That is, I don't know her character's name though, and I don't know. Oh,
Foxy
one of them
Cleopatra?
is what's her fucking name from one movie about fucking
Boogie Nights.
What's yes.
wrong with you, man?
What is her name?
You got this. It's on the
and
tip
she
of
has
your tongue.
Huge yeah. ones.
She is in Austin Powers.
She has huge yep. ones.
So
what
you've
is
seen
her name?
Two and three.
She has legendary ones.
Heather
these
Graham.
Are Heather Graham.
Heather Graham.
Heather Graham was like.
porn brained.
Dude,
he knows every female actress.
You're a fucking porn addict. You're a porn addict.
You're porn addict,
talking
bro.
Heather Graham.
What does this look like
the movie?
To you?
Roller coaster ride.
He said, okay. Well,
so riding, you said?
Yeah, roller coaster ride, and you're what, flashing the fucking camera at the top of it?
This doesn't really...
Do you flash the camera when you take a log flume?
I bet he does really silly
this
stuff.
This conversation really doesn't help what our list is today, what the list I made.
You made a list.
Because I found, I went back to our roots.
Okay.
You guys, we're going back.
Our roots of your adult actors.
You went to the root of your
actors.
No.
Yeah, you touched your root.
And then you went to the top, and then you went to the root again, and then you went to the top again.
It's right there. Top 10 buddiest women.
Buddy, as in their rears?
Chip buddy? You would think, when I clicked the list, I thought that it was a typo that said beautiest. I thought it was beautiest.
But it's buddiest, B-U-T-T-I-E-S-T.
It's B-U-T-T-I-E-S-T. Mm-hmm. Top 10 buddiest women. So women with big rear ends.
I don't really care for the rear end.
Chill.
It's stinky.
Large bottoms.
The hole has hair.
How do you dig up into a large bottom?
And it's it touches the chair all day.
It does touch the chair
all day. Yeah, you think I want to fuck some
chest,
chair?
The chest... does not touch anything except the bra, which is sexy.
Yeah.
The butt touches, first of all, the underwear.
Gross. You are a transitive property. You're fucking a toilet.
Second of all, the butt, through the underwear, the butt touches the butt of the pants.
Nasty.
Again, nasty. Literally has the word seat. Butt in it.
Yeah.
Third of all, the butt touches what you are sitting on, the chair. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
What am I, a four-legged animal? I'm not going to fuck a chair.
And yet you are an ass man.
What makes you an ass man?
Why are you an ass man?
What makes you? What reason?
Just tell us.
Give us
what trauma
is the pro
in your
of
life
the ass over the
happened
breast
that causes ass mannery?
I don't know.
What early childhood?
Where
event?
Is it? Where is this coming from?
The ass fact comes that you're from the legs. Obsessed with the ass.
How do you know that I'm obsessed with the ass?
So you just admitted it. How do I know?
So this is a trap
because you did a butt list.
Have you seen the clown that hides from people who are obsessed with the ass?
He lives in Brazil.
Okay, so you know Brazilian exactly where he
knows exactly where Brazilian he is because he's obsessed with
BBL.
Him too because he has a BBL.
For me, the ass is too short of a word.
Mm. So this is the top 10 buddiest women by, hold up, the slides all went away.
Okay.
By Guillen.
Guillen.
Some kind of a French-Canadian named Guillen or Guillen maybe.
Guillen, yeah, something along those lines. We're back on the top 10s.
Okay, let's hear him out on this whole rear end argument. Yeah. Because
some people who are voting and talking about the buddiest women.
Okay, I'm excited to hear this. I'm excited to be back on the top 10s, which if anyone isn't familiar is a website that this is all it's 10-year-olds.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I guess this list must not be because
I think it's 10-year-olds.
No, this has to be older.
It has to be older because of some of the people I found.
Okay.
So number 1 is Sanaya Irani, who I don't know who this is.
It says she's an Indian model turned actress. Her first major role was in the Indian youth show Miley Jab Hum Tum.
Miley Jab Hum Tum. I wonder what Miley Jab Hum Tum means. I wonder what that is.
No, it's just a show. It's like saying, show. Asking what The Simpsons
means.
Yeah,
it's not like a saying.
Do you think that's a last name? Is that because The Simpsons kind of tells you what it is.
I'm not from
Simpsons
there.
Simpsons doesn't necessarily tell you what it is.
It tells you almost
you
nothing.
Already know about The
it
Simpsons.
It says that it's The Simpsons.
If
it
I
says
lived
that
in
you're
going
to see The
if
Simpsons.
If I lived in a world without this, where I didn't know what The Simpsons were, first of all, I'd kill myself.
Yeah.
But second of all, if I was able to be reincarnated
but
as a woman, I'd touch myself all day.
Yep.
But there are American shows called like Ray Donovan.
Right, and that, again, doesn't
that
tell you
that Ray Donovan's going to be in it. Maybe
I'm
this
not even
is
sure
Miley
he
Jab
is
Hum
in
Tum.
That show, because I've never seen that show.
He is in that show. My dad watched every episode.
Okay, I'm an idiot.
All right, he said it. And the first comment I saw, there's only one comment that says, geez, her butt is so big. She is extremely beautiful and pretty.
Mm.
And then number 2.
You have any pictures?
Right you there. Look at the screen.
That's what her butt looks
her
like.
Her butt looks like a
human
head.
Oh, that's her
head.
Butt in the background. See?
Oh, yeah. See how big it is?
Oh, it looks like a
butt.
Leather
see, that's
couch.
The crack.
She's looking at her
damn, a butt that looks like a leather couch is honestly the one thing that could turn me onto butts.
That's right.
Yeah.
Because
I like
then you
that
could sit
shit.
On it.
I want to press my face into it.
I want to lose the remote and...
My God.
dig for crumbs.
Yeah.
Here's them Ritz. Here's where's them Ritz coin? I was eating about a month ago.
I want to take a coin. Nap. I want to take a nap a and I wake nickel. Up and my arm is asleep, stuck between the butt cheeks.
Oh my God, a buffalo nickel. We're
I
want to
lift up the cheeks.
Yeah.
Number two is Kim Tae-yeon. She in the comments say she's spent much more effort studying butts than all you hear. Her butt is better. Your argument is invalid. So no, she's on this list. She's on this list because
she's a scientist.
Because she's some kind of a butt scientist. I don't know who this is, but they said scientist. The second comment says, "What else but the girl with the craziest butt fetish around?"
She got a butt
fetish. So this woman has a butt fetish.
Yeah. Well, I guess what we're seeing here is we are not clear in the list what buddiest means, and this could very well this be.
Buddiest means
could
somebody
mean a butt studier.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. I thought J-Store. That this was beautiest. It was supposed to be beautiest, right. And it was a typo.
I know.
But this
you
is
said it.
Buddiest.
You said
that.
Yes, I'm aware.
Yeah.
But this is the buddiest women.
Yeah, you have said
right.
this
so then
probably
what,
four times.
What I'm saying is, well, I already said it.
Cameron's already said it, so it doesn't matter. But then somebody, a detractor, says, flattest ass I've ever seen. How is she even number one?
So again, this is, I think, coming probably from a disconnect.
Yeah.
Of the person who submitted this and who are voting probably think buddiest is like most educated in the butt field.
Mm-hmm.
When it is in fact...
Oh, to be toiling in the butt fields.
Toilet in the butt field. To be a toilet in the butt field.
I wouldn't want to be that. Again.
That'd be the worst toilet of all time.
Do not like the rear.
People who like butts want to be toilets. Yeah.
Literally, it's toilet
that's fully
behavior.
Fully free.
Yeah.
True.
It's fully free.
True.
It's fully fucking free. If you ask me, man.
True.
It's fucking free.
This shit's free. It's you're wanting to be a toilet, you asshole. And the asshole on the... You want to touch an asshole.
You want to be an asshole toucher. You free?
You're free.
You're free.
It's free.
It's free, sorry.
It's completely free.
Who's next? Who's a mess of a bunny?
Number three was Angel Loxon, and Angel Loxon is a Filipina television film actress,
you know,
a commercial
this lady,
model.
Caleb.
Do I?
Well, you went, okay.
Well, I was saying, no, I don't know. Angel Loxon, whatever her name is.
Angel Loxon.
I was saying this sounds more like somebody who has a big butt.
Angel. Mm. So why?
Because it sounds like a fake
Angel
porn sounds style like name.
Well, it's actually just a Filipina name.
Yeah, so it's more...
Well, whoops.
Well, the people claim that her ass is so sexy. Angel has the butt that many people would die for. Every man would just like to stare at her with their mouths watering. I say she has that ass that needs to be kissed every day.
Again, this is not how... Listen, if you're going to like an ass, at the very least, fuck it.
Are we
kissing it?
A good chunk of everybody on here was saying that they want to kiss the butt.
Just jam your cock into it. Do
just
not
fucking fuck
just
it.
Rail it. Just you don't need to
stuff
your
shit
at least
up there.
A
finger.
You don't need to be kissing. That's that's what you eat your food with and
nasty.
Drink water with your mouth. You don't need to be doing.
Do you know what girls eat?
Just bang it.
What? Nasty
girls
shit.
Girls eat tin
fucking
fish.
Nasty, disgusting shit.
That's right.
Girls eat tin
that comes
fish
out the butt.
And stuff.
At least boys eat natural
and bread.
I don't like and also girls, you're not exempt from this.
Or no? Do you know what?
What
you say? What you're gonna say?
I was gonna say guys' asses. If you're doing this thing where they lift it up like a pulling a lever and lick under the balls on the asshole. Ew.
That's not right.
That's
but at the very
that's
least,
weird.
It was. It's that girls eat natural foods that basically break down inside your body and create foul black shit.
Yeah.
That spews from the hole. I'm sorry
turkey
to use that
burgers.
Language, but you need to know what is coming out of the
salmon
area you
burgers.
Are kissing.
Salmon
with your
burgers,
lips.
Turkey burgers, anything but a regular
boys,
burger.
Boys eat synthetically. Okay,
yes.
We eat fast food, McDonald's, Wendy's, Taco Bell. We eat things that basically are designed to not create shit.
To the
to
point
stay
where
the
we,
same
to the
as
point where we cannot shit for days.
A McDonald's maybe, burger goes in and out the same shape.
And we don't even have to wipe. A lot of girls don't know that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If you eat a highly processed diet of all of
it's
your main
come out
minerals,
style.
Your corn, your aspartame, filler, any kind
of
sawdust,
the wrappers
that's in
of
that
the
stuff,
foods,
the wrappers and the cheese that's on the wrappers,
paper,
the five main food groups. You don't even need to wipe.
No. Cupcake paper.
All that wiping is doing is getting paper to touch your
all
butt.
All the scraped up stuff
paper
on the nonstick
you.
Pan that gets in the eggs.
Yeah, the Teflon.
That is inside toilet paper.
Huh?
That's inside toilet paper.
I call it pepper.
Okay.
Yeah.
So some of the commenters here said, "Oh my butt, She has it all. She is sexy and appealing. She never had any surgical operations just to acquire that voluptuous figure and butt.
She hasn't had any yet.
I want to do sex with her 24 hours nonstop. She got the butt and boobs. And then one person said,
he doesn't have the stamina for that.
Best women seeking men into bi dating. When you are seeking love and meeting more friends for dating, hashtag bisexual, hashtag dating, www.bicuriouschat.org, couples dating 24. And I got curious and went to this person's profile.
I bet you did.
And couples dating.
I got curious.
This is the first, wait, this you is the got first curious one you from got
bi
to.
Curious.
You said, I'm going to look into this and open curious. A couple of tabs.
It's called a pun, Cameron. It's called a pun.
Free. It was a good pun, man.
Yeah.
I got curious.
But they're you about. They're about.
You gay? Admit it.
They're about says,
13 years old, man. Oh, what the fuck are you wait, doing, bro?
No, that's not a 13.
That's what it says. It says that's 13. Right there. And you got interested in their profile when they said by curious dating. Curious.
No, there's no way that this is a 13-year-old. Because read their about. Read their about. Read their about.
Bisexual women seeking couples when you are dating more bisexuals and we can find more bisexual couples and singles for dating.
Now read all of their comments. Read all their comments. Read all their comments.
They're not on here.
No. Wait. Because read all their
I fucking hope to God that you hit the camera was on that. Oh my God.
Scary.
That really was so many sounds at once. Cam just knocked over his plaque and played every sound on the fucking soundboard. That was good. I like that as a move now.
That's really
you press
good.
All of them at
That's
once.
Good.
That was cool.
Okay.
All right, here's the
so
comments.
So the comments, you read them all and read number three.
Okay. Love comment on Kobe Bryant on 10 best basketball players. Love this guy. Who can more powerful at last for playing basketball? Yes, Kobe is the best in my heart. Checking the bi dating bisexual woman looking for couples.com and meeting more.
Then the comment we already saw.
Yep. And then comment on Emma Roberts on the list of most sexy women of 2014. Love this women and meet more friends for sexy girls in the seniordatefree.com and join the date now. Okay, so what you're saying, a 13-year-old can't have a job like a paper route?
Senior means old.
I agree, Pat. It is kind of fucked up for 13-year-olds to be dating seniors in high school.
I agree.
That was a little bit too much of an age gap for them.
Well, the last comment that they left was on Anytime Fitness for the best fitness center chains and gym franchises, and they said, "Let us strong."
That's what I say to myself every morning.
Mm-hmm. Let us strong.
Let us strong, my friends.
Number four, Kelly Brook. I don't know who this is. She's in Piranha 3D. But there was two comments here that said, "Nice boobs, girl. Can I get in there?" And then a comment after that that said, "Same. Can I get in there?"
Let me in, girl.
Let me in those boobs.
Can I get in there?
Can I get in there?
Come on.
Well, can I get in there for a sec? Do you need anything?
Can I like the guy being like,
the usher
nice
at
boobs,
the movie theater.
Nice boobs. Pardon can me. I get in there? And then the other guy going like,
oh, yeah, actually, yeah.
Hey, oh, hey,
me too.
Yeah. I hate to ask, but can I get in there as well?
Can I also get
can
in?
Can I same, yeah.
I really actually. Would want to just for a
oh,
second.
Oh, just, yeah, before, yeah, I just, I need, I do need
I
to get in there real quick.
I getting into the lift, but
I know
I
you're
get in
getting in. Let me in.
Just, I just need to get in there for
number seven was the most controversial entry. Kim Kardashian with the comment saying,
she is buddy,
she is disgusting. Her arse looks so fake. She a piece of trash. She has gotten plastic surgery. But one person said, Kim has got a great pair of butts.
A pair of butts.
The above two don't even qualify with the number one not even having a booty. B-U-T-Y. Oh, bootiest.
I don't think so.
What?
Maybe it's bootiest.
And it's not buddiest. It says buddiest.
It should. It is buddiest. I'm not going to walk this back.
You're saying this like bootiest would be...
Would make
like,
any
like
more
sense. Bootiest is
bootiest
a word.
Bootiest would make more sense.
How?
How?
Because it's about butts.
So is butt. Buddiest is about butts, too.
Okay, well, number eight is J-Lo.
J-Lo, now this is a legendary butt.
Nice butt ass, super sexy. She should be my wife. She must going to be a porn star, not a bad singer. Everyone wants to have a butt like J-Lo. Everyone. Everyone at this table.
It's funny that
I already have one.
The butt inflation has gotten so insane.
Yeah.
That J-Lo
it's literally inflation.
J-Lo
now.
Was the largest rear end that America had ever seen.
Yeah.
For a decade. And now I've seen butts that are 1.75x size.
Yeah, at the gas station.
Of the J-Lo.
Yeah.
At people walking around.
People are walking not even around on a red carpet. Rears, doing nothing with them, by the way.
It used to be it made you a star.
There are women
to be famous
who work at the DMV with asses five times larger.
This
and
is why
more,
we
you know, Patrick
need
would say sexy.
A new bubonic plague to wash over the world.
I agree.
Bubonic? Is that why? Is that a pun?
No.
You have a pun obsession today.
They're awesome.
There's one.
Number nine, Marian Rivera, who is a Spanish-Filipino commercial model and actress. So the comments here, there was like the most comments on the whole page were on this woman.
Uh-huh.
And I think it's all one guy because every single one of them sounds the same. But these two were not this guy. I vote Marianne because she is the best versatile actress. Sexy, beautiful, and a very humble person.
Mm.
I want so to press her, your so sexy probably, breasts.
She probably came on here and downvoted her own entry.
She wrote this comment. That's why a very humble person is.
Yeah.
Okay.
And she also wrote the second one, which
that's
is I want to,
be,
to press your sexy breasts.
That's supposed to be the
breasts.
Joke where people say like, yeah, and I'm handsome this, yeah. And I'm humble.
Right, humble. I love that joke.
Yeah. And joke doesn't work when you comment anonymously, you stupid fucking idiot, Marian
Rivera.
You twat. I'm going to find you.
Sorry.
So these are all one guy. She is so beautiful, millions of her fans adored her because she is real, not perfect, actually, or not perfect, ACC. She is not perfect, to
okay.
her, but she also had a good qualities of a person whom you would want to see, especially as a friend. She is so sexy and her body is so natural, no cosmetic surgery, so she is just a woman of substance and a perfect girlfriend to Ding Dong Danties.
What's up? Say that again.
Wait, yeah,
she is just a woman of substance and a perfect girlfriend to Ding Dong Ding Dong Dantes. I said Danties, but I think it's Dantes.
Ding Dong Dantes.
Ding Dong Dantes.
I like that. I think I'm going to put that in my back pocket.
Marianne Rivera is very pretty and very sexy actress of her generation. Very talented and true person. Beautiful inside and out. A natural beauty. No plastic surgery or anything. All natural from head to toe. If you are looking for a perfect butt, only Marianne Rivera has it. The fact that in all of her TV appearances and even several gatherings, you can even notify it in the kind of dress she is wearing.
Her gatherings.
Wow. Mm.
This is Marian Rivera's real-life friend.
Yeah, this has to be a friend of hers.
Curious that we haven't seen any old Hollywood beauties on here.
And can I also mention that we have not yet seen one man?
Yep.
Thank you for sticking up for us. Someone's got to.
No doubt that Marianne Rivera has the most perfect butt. It is so fitted to her size, not so big. Her body is so perfect. Much more is her butt. It is so natural, and she deserved to be number one slot. She has the perfect A butt in an actress because her perfect body are really oozing with sex appeal. She is every man's desire because of her personality. She is beautiful inside and out. What makes Marianne irresistible is her beautiful body, a God-given beauty that is so plus sweet like an angel's face. She is so incomparable. And it's mostly, I don't have to read all of them, but it is a good list. I think that's maybe like 7 or 8 comments of just the same guy.
Oh, it's all the
who's
same
going,
guy.
Who's going around.
Popping
yeah.
off about Marianne.
Yeah. Yeah. Somebody who really, really, really
Marianne
liked.
So he said that it's the perfect size. And somebody who thinks rear ends are nasty.
Said the perfect size for the body.
Perfect
yeah,
size
oh, yeah.
for
so
the
this
body.
So this is, again, a question for you as a butt fetishist and general
this general
sex
ass
addict.
Enthusiast
mm-hmm.
as a sex addict
a jerk
with as a jerk offing addict and a
stroke
sex
man.
And a porn brain stroker is you don't want the ass to be as big as humanly possible.
I don't know.
You don't even know.
I don't,
so
I'm
you,
being
you,
accused
you,
of something here.
Not being
a, what's
hey,
the
whoa,
accusation
whoa 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 we're
you're
accusing
Kim of accusing you of something.
Yeah, that's fucked up. I'm just saying.
So you don't even like women?
No,
you don't. Gay, but you still jack off to women.
That seems wrong.
No, no, no.
That seems
no.
like you're doing it for some kind of sinister reason.
Yeah.
That's. Let's just move on to number 17, Nicki Minaj.
Now that's
she's all the
I
way
like.
Down at 17.
17.
This butt inflation really is crazy. If
I
Nicki Minaj is at 17. Yeah.
The power rankings are all messed
Nicki
up.
Nicki has God. A nice, round, big butt. I wish I could touch it and kiss it. You just kidding. Laugh out loud. But I'm still super in love with you. Even if I'm a girl, you're still super sexy. Even if it's enhanced by surgery,
supper
Nicki
sexy.
Has a fat, a fine ass. She has a big fat ass. She may not be the hottest, but she sure is the buttiest. I got a big fat ass, - the main reason. Big ass, want to kiss her ass, NK, not kidding.
Do you remember when the Anaconda movie came out?
Mm-hmm. The music video?
Music video, yeah. Same shit these days, right? Mm-hmm. Hey, stop making 15-minute music videos, motherfuckers.
Mm-hmm. I don't like when they make music videos that have talking in them.
I agree. Telephone, Beyonce, and Lady Gaga.
I'm having the video to listen to the song.
Put that phone down and sing, bitch.
I'm not having the video to hear somebody's idea of what constitutes a conversation in modern times.
I'm sorry that I go on YouTube to listen to music because I'm a fucking adult. Okay, don't punish me with your skits. Mm-hmm. I don't want to see your dog shit skits.
Number 40.
Where you're walking around giving money to people.
I'm sorry, number 140.
Whoa, okay. Big jump.
Wait,
Hillary Clinton. And there's one comment that says, boy, get her 69-year-old ass off.
Now, that's a real one. That guy actually likes asses and understands.
This is a real butt.
He's clipping you got to prune this list.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I could imagine her being all the way down at 140. I can't. Yeah. I mean, you think of 139 women with great asses? Big,
my wife,
buddiest.
My mom, my Patrick's mom.
You're done it too.
Huh?
Your mom?
Well, I just listened. You said women.
He did say women.
But I thought
you said your mom.
Well, what else did he say, though?
With
he just
big
said
asses.
Women. He just said women. I didn't hear the second part. I thought you just said women.
Right. You still only got three.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's okay.
Well, the last one on the list was Michelle Obama, and Steven Universe fangirl said, yuck.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Racist.
Yeah.
You were going to put Hillary Clinton over Michelle Obama? One of the fucking... I mean, she's got an amazing ass, dude. I feel like she's legendary.
She's legendary in certain circles.
Not according to this list.
I think she's legendary from the back.
Yeah.
Not according to this list... But there was I also kept seeing one name kept popping up, user on the website named Underrated Episode Advocate.
Okay.
Who commented on almost every single one.
Scott's Tots.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Scott's Tots. They said on Rebecca Ferguson, her ass was sexy in a thong in MI5. Kylie Jenner, her ass rivals the Kardashians. Vita Guerra. Her big round
is Kylie
ass,
Jenner related to the Kardashians?
She is.
They're sisters, bro.
They're sisters.
Wait, get
she
this.
Is one of the sisters.
They're
she is one of the sisters.
Sisters.
Yeah.
Who? What's her? Who is she?
Her father is Caitlyn Jenner.
Okay. And who is her mother?
Kim Kris Kardashian.
Jenner.
Kim Kardashian.
Kris Jenner.
Kris Jenner.
Kris Jenner.
Yeah.
Who's the
and
mom of all?
Kris Jenner
them.
Is the mom of the Kardashians.
She's the glue.
Yes.
Who is the Kardashian's dad?
Robert Kardashian,
From the O.J. Simpson trial. Yes.
David Schwimmer portrayed him. So this person, Underrated Episode Advocate, commented on almost every single one. So then I went to his profile, and his about says, I primarily contribute to lists related to children's media.
Okay.
This All is right. especially true regarding movies, songs, shows, and albums. And I also found his favorites. His favorite song is On the Good Ship Lollipop by Shirley Temple. His favorite rapper is Iggy Azalea.
Okay.
Which, buddy.
Yeah, that she's buddy, for
real. Yeah.
Favorite music genre, folk.
Okay.
Okay, it doesn't really track.
Mm. Yeah, none of this really tracks, because, I mean, he's right about
his favorite food is cornbread?
His favorite food is cornbread, yeah. Singer Jessica Simpson, which you got two Shirley Temple songs on there.
Favorite YouTuber, Brie Larson.
Which, that's a cheat.
She's not a YouTuber.
Really count.
Yeah.
Is she
that
a
doesn't
YouTuber?
Count at
Did
all.
Did she start on YouTube?
No,
Movies
no, no.
is on YouTube these days.
YouTube oh, that's true. With that doesn't count.
Counts, man.
Mm-hmm.
It's fucking shit.
That so they are right that they mostly comment on children's media because a lot of the comments I was seeing were on their highest rated comments.
Ain't no kid playing Mortal Kombat 2.
Mm-hmm.
It's true. They would be playing Mortal Kombat 1.
Yeah. So this person was commenting on the top 10 Goof Troop characters. Comment on Pistol Pete. This is the result of bad parenting. PJ Pete. Gotta feel sorry for his abusive childhood. Peg Pete. I think she has passive aggressive disorder. PJ Pete, again, he has a bad dad.
Oh my God. Wait, is PJ the fat one?
I think PJ's the son of Pistol Pete, maybe?
I don't know what Goof Troop
PJ
is.
Pete?
Is a goofy thing?
Yeah, it was a game.
Okay, so yeah, this is PJ Pete and PJ.
No, it was a
right.
show
yeah,
and
yeah,
a
yeah.
game, maybe.
Yeah, this guy's awesome.
So his dad is cool. His dad is abusive, apparently.
This is
Which
the
one's
fat
Pistol
dog?
Pete? Which one's Pistol Pete?
Don't tell me it's the hippie.
I think Pistol Pete is the dad, right?
The dad is goofy, man.
Pistol Pete is an American basketball Maravich, player.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pete Maravich. He's a dribbler.
Okay. So Pistol Pete. Caitlin Clark versus Pete Maravich.
It didn't happen. Pistol Pete.
Okay. This is. I'm getting a lot of different results here for Pistol Pete.
Pistol Pete Goof Troop. That's what we want to see.
For God's sake, it's not that big a deal.
What?
It's a girl?
This is a little girl.
It's a gremlin-ass girl?
Her name is Pistol?
That's Dixie Kong.
Well, this is... Yeah, her name is Pistol. This is the result of bad parenting.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah.
So she must be mean.
Hello, Peg Pete.
Oh.
Oh, Peg Pete is fine.
Hello.
Talk about buddiest women.
Yeah, damn.
And hairiest as well, on top of their head at least.
Dog.
Yeah, so they've been commenting on all these Goof Troop things, but I really like this juxtaposition here of what else they comment on, which was number top 10 best porn stars of all time. This MILF will suckificate you with her boobs on Siri. They also said the greatest porn star who ever lived, her huge soft boobs, round ass, and thick long legs will make her the sexiest blonde ever. Asa Akira, best Japanese porn star ever. And then a comment on misconceptions about mental illness and disorders. They said mental illness is not a sign of weakness. These kinds of negative attitudes are what caused suicide in the first
place. That is the most porn brain shit I've ever heard in my life. Mental illness isn't a weakness. Yeah. That is fucking bullshit. Mental illness is a colossal weakness.
It's an illness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, the flu isn't a weakness.
Yeah.
You're open to attack.
You are completely open to attack.
You are vulnerable.
Yeah. So that's all I found today on this website, the top tens. I forgot why we stopped going on there, but I mean, it is I think it's a lot of the same things constantly where it's, you'll find that somebody is commenting
on. The reason is that we already did everything good on that website. I'm sorry to say to everybody.
We blew it out.
It really has been.
We blew it out.
We fucking carved that shit out. There's nothing left.
I thought that the buddiest women list would have some things. I thought it was kind of funny that this guy was
a good list. It was a good list.
I thought it was kind of funny that he was jumping through. He's jumping through the buddiest women, but also he has a lot of strong opinions on Goof Troop.
Mm.
You know,
I don't like that he is watching hardcore pornography.
He's a jizzing.
He's a jizzler.
Yeah, he's a jizzler,
and he's probably a kid.
A kid jizzler?
I don't think he's a kid.
It sounds like he does seem a little bit like he's a kid.
Why would he not be a kid?
It seems like every person you found was a kid.
No, because
you found a 13-year-old.
Well, Goof Troop is from the 90s.
Yeah, but kids watch 90s crap all the time.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
He probably, here's what it is. He probably was a kid.
Well, there's no question about
that.
He
was a kid at one point.
He is or was a kid or is going to be. And he's
about to be
a
kid.
Yeah.
Or he's not even conceived
yet. He was a kid and he's going to be a baby soon?
No, I was saying.
No, that's not how it works.
No.
It works the other way around.
Okay.
He is a baby and he might be a kid soon.
Well, that guy is the number 13 contributor to the top 10.
Most babies could be kids if they survive.
I don't think you get to the number 13 slot on the top10s.com by being a kid.
Really?
I think that you got to be a fully grown adult.
I think that it's maybe the top. I don't think you can break the top 500 as an adult.
I agree.
No.
I think it's like Fortnite. Like everybody who's the younger you are, the better you are at the game.
I guess that makes sense.
The neuroplasticity.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it is
a lot only
like
a kid
Fortnite.
Would have neuroplasticity to be so into Goof Troop, but also Asa Akira's big soft ass.
Yeah.
An adult is not going to be able to go between these things and switch. It's the same way you have to, if you want it to live a baby in China,
so
and
you're
learn
telling
Chinese
me,
as a child.
You're telling me it's either this or it's a kind of daywalker type person who has the mind of a child but the age of an adult.
Mm-hmm. And the porn interest of Patrick.
It's probably somebody a lot like you.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say
mind
that.
Mind of a child,
what do you,
body
what do you
of
say?
An adult.
Body.
The age of
an
adult.
And the body's being used.
And the body's been heavily used by himself.
Yeah. If you put this body in a store, it would be a big discount.
Yeah, open box.
Open
box. Strangle it.
Looking at open boxes all day.
Yeah.
That's on the internet.
Not me, man. I like that soft core shit.
Nah, dude. I want it open.
Not for me, man. I like bouncing boobs and simulated sex.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I like to watch.
Simulations. Okay.
Matrix. Simulations. Because
you did
I'm a
have
techie.
You did have a changing wallpaper that was that for a long time.
That was because my wife didn't like that it was a picture of Rex because she thinks he's ugly, so she made me switch it. And I, as an act of defiance,
yeah,
I put
Mine was a picture of Julio with big boobs for a long time. Yeah. No, it's okay.
And Wallpaper Engine, by the way, for people who use Wallpaper Engine, there are backgrounds on Wallpaper Engine where if you hover over the asshole or the pussy, it wiggles. So if you can't afford video games, you can do that all day. It's free.
What? How much does Wallpaper Engine cost?
Like $10. It's unlimited wallpapers. So if you get sick of one girl and doing x-ray with your mouse whenever you...
You spent $10?
What, most of the time? I mean, I bought it so that I could make it pictures of Master Chief. That when you jiggle his dick, it goes a
wire. It's Master Chief's penis.
But I couldn't find any of
those. Can we put Wallpaper Engine on this laptop?
I think it is. This is my laptop, so I do think it is on here.
Really?
Yeah.
Do we have that up right now? Can we see this?
No, we would get banned off of YouTube.
Oh, you're right.
Because it's all pornography of Mrs. Incredible and shit.
Uh-huh. Hmm. That's crazy that there's so much pornography of cartoon characters, don't you think?
Not really.
I do.
I'm over it.
What was the first?
I may have thought that was crazy a long time ago, I guess.
Well, you get used to it.
It's what it is.
Yeah, it's crazy.
That's
Wi-Fi.
What cartoons are.
Where does Wi-Fi come from? I don't fucking know.
That's probably that's one of the facts of the universe.
What
at
was
this
the
point.
First cart? Was it Betty Boop was the first cartoon people were drawing naked?
They were. Betty Boop was created so that World War I soldiers could have something to look at.
It was all them damn fertility idols back in Babylonian times.
Okay,
I think
Indiana
we had this
Jones.
Exact argument before, actually. I'm getting a strong
did
sense of
really?
Deja vu. I think we fought about this.
We fought about this? And did I also think it was Betty Boop then?
I think probably.
So
most
neither
likely.
Of us have grown or changed.
None of us have grown or changed.
Well, yeah, maybe one person who needed to grow or change did, and the other person kind of remained steadfast in their brightness.
All right, throw the plaque down again.
You do have to throw the plaque down.
Throw the plaque again. Prove Let's to see us. What happens.
See if we can make magic happen twice.
I don't want to do it on purpose.
Why?
Just, like just less, do this. It's less. I don't. But it was so magical.
Well, I want to see it happen again.
How can we make this happen with it not be? Oh wait, dude, Cam, your finger is slipping. Wait, okay, I like that.
Here's what we're gonna do. I'm just gonna do the prop it up like this
and do some sign language.
And we're just gonna sit here for a second.
And let's see, is it gonna fall?
Okay, move your microphone a little. Move your mic down.
It didn't happen. Okay,
see,
magic can't
knows.
Happen twice.
It knows.
It knows. It actually fucking knows. That's scary.
Yep.
Okay, anything else to plug?
Well, yeah, come to those shows that we plugged before, and there's more shows after that, but those are the ones that are coming up the most instantly.
Well, I'm pretty sure Philly is sold out pre-sale, but there's tickets at the door, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but that's not for a while.
Oh,
well, don't
but
worry.
Carrboro, North Carolina, we'll be playing the Cat's Cradle on the 26th. Go there before you die.
And Atlanta the day after that.
And Atlantis.
In Atlantis. We will be doing a show in Atlantis.
I fucking wish.
Under the sea.
Under the sea.
All right. Thank you, everybody. Goodbye.
Subscribe to the Patreon.
List was fine. Music choice was like a channel that you would just like, they would leave it on at like the doctor's office and it would just, it was like basically like Pandora radio where it's
this
shit
it
comes
was the,
up.
It was the one that just played random music videos and they were by...
It was
by
never music videos. It was just like...
Oh, yeah, you're right.
It just had like...
And it was like
tracks.
Decade and genre.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
it'd be like 90s
I was listening to the rap station on that one and I think it was a Fat Joe song. I'm pretty sure it was Twins.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure Twins was
Deep
playing.
Cover.
Deep Cover, yeah. And my mom came inside and heard me listening to the... It was at the part where it was like... Dead in the middle of little did we know we were...
Well, it's more of a big pun song, I would say.
Yeah, true. My mom comes in, hears me listening to that, and she's like, what the heck? What are you doing?
It's funny because she has no idea what he said.
Yeah, exactly. He's going...
He's literally...
What the hell is that?
What is this bullshit?
What the fuck is that? And I remember she came in and she's like, if you want to listen to rap, you can listen to this. And went to the classic hip hop station. And the song that came up was You Can't Touch This.
Nice.
Like you're allowed to listen to this. Dude. Is the only hip hop you're allowed to listen to.
It's so funny that the moms they can't understand a single word.
No, it's a different
language until they say one thing.
Yeah.
they will never forget for 10 years.
They say one thing.
Remember when you were listening to that song where he said, getting head?
I remember my mom. Do you remember the Jim Jones
song?
You
hear, turn it off.
Do you remember, we stay fly, no lie, you know this.
Bowling!
So my mom, I was listening to that in the car one time, and my mom, I was like singing along to it. It was my favorite song. And then he goes, ballin'. My mom turns off the radio. She says, you do know what ballin' means, don't you? I was like, no. And she was like, it's a where you put your balls in a woman. I was like, I don't think he's saying, we stay fly, no lie, you know this. Put my balls inside the woman.